Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Tommy Joseph of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tommy, after the first month, things really started to turn around for you. What do you attribute it to? Is it a change in approach, or the way the season went?
Yeah, it was a little bit to do with approach and just staying consistent at the plate, making sure that what I did before the game correlated to what I was going to have to do during the game. Made sure that the adjustments I was making were the right ones, and then, just clearing stuff up between the years.
How much did Matt Stairs help you? I know you work with him a lot in the spring, too. How much did Matt help you after that first month get in tune?
Yeah, Matt's helped me a lot. He's a great hitting coach. What he brings to the table has been great for me so far. He's a hitting coach that played for a long time, and was able to have a lot of success in different areas of the game. So, he's definitely helped me grow as a player.
When guys like me look at the numbers, maybe, guys like you, it's your job to play, but we look at the numbers, you're swinging outside of the zone less more. Do you feel like your plate discipline has improved this year? Your pitch selection has improved this year?
I've just tried to be more selective early in counts. And then when the pitch is in the zone that I'm looking for, I've done a better job of making solid contact. So, I think that's helped, making sure that my approach matches the pitcher's game plan and what he's trying to do.
You're the fourth player in Philly's history since 1913 to hit more than 30 home runs in your first 162 games. And Ryan Howard's on that list. You got a pretty good, cool place in Philly's history right now. How do you feel when you hear something like that, knowing the history of this franchise?
Yeah, that's neat. I was pretty excited when I heard that. There's some good names on that list. It's a storied franchise, very historic, a lot of great players. So to be on that list, it's humbling, and a lot of credit to the coaching staff for giving me the opportunity.
Well, especially when you hear like Ryan's on it, and you got to spend a little time around Ryan, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's great. I've had the opportunity to, become friends with Ryan. I still get to share some of these moments with him. He's a great player, somebody that I learned a lot from. So to be on list with, the greatest first baseman in the organization's history is, pretty neat.
You're a fantasy football player. Fantasy baseball players really pleased with you these last 2 months. How do you react when you hear that?
Yeah, anytime somebody gives you a compliment, it's nice. I am a fantasy football player. I do enjoy the sport. So, when people have drafted you onto fantasy baseball teams, it makes you realize how humbling this game can be.
So when do you start your prep? This is July. It's officially fantasy football month right now. Are you the kind of guy that starts prepping early? Because, players have some downtime in the clubhouse. They like to play cards, or they might study for fantasy football. Are you the guy that just, crams right before the draft?
I'll cram right before the draft. We'll talk about certain things and certain players, but really until you know where you're picking in the draft and, who's all in the league, we'll start to break it down a little bit, but fantasy football, when it's July, it seems so far away still.
Who's your NFL team?
Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. So how do you feel about, Larry Fitzgerald this year? Like, it might be his final year.
Well, I think he's, been one of the most consistent players in the NFL for over a decade now. So he's, definitely going to put up numbers. There's no question about that. He's the face of that franchise. No matter what David Johnson does, David Johnson's probably one of the most explosive, exciting players in football. But Larry Fitzgerald is the man. He built that franchise up. So he's definitely a player that other athletes get the opportunity to look up to. So just looking forward to rooting him on all year.
You think John Brown can finally have a breakout year this season?
He's got the potential to. Obviously, he's got the skill set. So, I don't know too much about the game of football outside of the fantasy numbers. So it's hard for me to know what he needs to work on. But he's obviously an explosive player. A dynamite athlete. So, looking forward to having it all kind of come together. I think we have a lot of good pieces. I think the draft really went well for him as well. So, looking forward to the season coming up.
Tommy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.